USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A sweeping police reform bill headed to the U.S. Senate now. After passage by the U.S. House yesterday, the Democratic measure banning police chokeholds and so-called no-knock warrants. It also sets up a national database to track police misconduct. The legislation is facing a chilly reception, though, in the Republican-led Senate, where Democrats have been blocking action through procedure on a Republican reform bill.
Our Democratic colleagues tried to say with straight faces they want the Senate to discuss police reform while they block the Senate from discussing police reform.
That's Republican leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor. The U.S. House today will vote on a bill that would make the District of Columbia the nation's 51st state. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A bill to make the nation's capital a state comes up for a vote in the U.S. House today. Washington, D.C. has no voting representation in Congress. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer saying the rights of Americans who live in the nation's capital are being violated every day. More than 700,000 people call D.C. home. It's always been a political issue because most of those residents of the district have historically voted Democrat. AAA says there will be a downturn in the number of people traveling this summer because of the virus, but it doesn't mean Americans won't be traveling between July and September. They say most people will be driving to destinations.
We're seeing about 97%, which is a bit higher than what we typically would see, will be doing so by car, sort of bringing back the Great American Road Trip.
That's AAA Mid-Atlantic's Regina Ali, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A government watchdog report claims the CDC hurt efforts to track coronavirus infections, making it more difficult for the nation to safely reopen. The Government Accountability Office report criticizes the agency for incomplete and inconsistent data, a delay in response to the virus, and shortages in testing supplies and protective equipment. More than 122,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19 complications. Another country music group changing its name to remove what are considered controversial slavery-era references, the Dixie Chicks, have now changed their name to the Chicks. As of now, they've done so on social media and on their website. They haven't issued a formal statement, though, on this change, but they do feature a quote on their website that says they wanted to meet this moment. Lady Antebellum recently renamed themselves Lady A. Costco's free samples are back, but in a whole new way. They're now prepackaged, and they're being kept behind plexiglass shields. But they are still free, so at least 30 stores have them so far, and the retail giant is saying that it will have more coming online soon at stores across the nation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.